Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
With Doug the Wonder Man and Jay Wonder Woman.
I like
that. You like that? All right, let's get a little more of this then, James.
You just don't care, 'cause you're fine. You and I.
The instrumentation always, there's something about his ability to instrumentalize. Is that a good word? Don't you think? It's a uniqueness. And that's, he's very, very unique talent, unique individual. I only really came across him once in my life, and
actually kind of a shy guy in reality.
Stevie Wonder at 7 after the hour and then some on the Good Day program. It's the, I was going to say Wednesday. No, Doug, don't give it away. It's that easily. It's Tuesday. October the 3rd, October. En français, October.
It's 10th month, even though it seems like it might be the 8th.
Yeah, I know. It does. Okay, so why were we talking about corny stuff? What was there? What led me?
Talking about the Saw franchise.
Oh.
The Saw films. They're just not good. I've only ever seen the very first one. I've had zero desire to see the rest. And yeah. I saw it. Doug, you know what it's like to go to a movie theater and see it in L.A., where everybody is in the industry. So I was in L.A. when I saw the first Saw film, and the theater was just cracking up. And it was actually a really enjoyable experience watching the film with everybody in the audience, because it was just funny. Wow, this is such a bad movie. No desire to see any of them.
Do you think they did that on purpose? They made a bad movie on purpose?
No, a lot of horror films are campy and have a lot of comical moments that are supposed to be filmed in the sense of, like, super dramatic. But it's just so good. Just across the board, just was not good.
So every time, speaking of drama, I always love these. Everywhere you turn these days, there's a headline, How AI is Shaping the Future! Is it? I guess it might be. Sometimes you have a choice, sometimes you don't. But that's a drama. It's all about drama. And then there's corny. There's corny movies, there's corny jokes. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Yay.
Yay who?
Settle down, cowgirl. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Noble.
Noble who?
Nobel, that's why I knocked. Is that enough corn?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow.
Moo.
All right. I got my comeuppance there. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. James Collins, Esquire, is at the controls in our studio in Dallas. It's time for us to get ready. Are you ready for the solar eclipse? Remember yesterday talking about two eclipses? There's a solar eclipse and there's a lunar eclipse this month. So, the solar eclipse is passing over our country later on in the month. No, it's later on this week. Isn't it this week? It is this week. Oh, wait a minute. 14th. Yep. Okay. So,
there's a lot happening in October. I had to go back and look at the list.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of different meteor showers. And
yep. Yeah. So, it's called the Path of Totality. You'll be able to see the eclipse straight on. over, let's see here, South and Central America. Texas, Nevada, California, and Oregon will have the best sight, the best clear shot. Let's see, where am I on the 14th? Am I, where are we? What are we doing on the... Oh, I haven't flipped my calendar over yet. Wait a minute. Hold on a second here. The 14th is a Saturday. Okay. Saturday. So we won't be able to do a goo-goo and gaga on the air, but we'll be able to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, it's in Texas, so James will be able to give us a full rundown.
But I think, Doug,
you and I will only be able to see a little glimpse. It won't be the full eclipse.
James has that youthful focus on it. He doesn't really understand love because he's only a kid.
Oh, thanks. So
I disagree.
Look at the moon and the what it does to lovers and how it makes you feel. And oh my
God, it hurts. I know love. I have a lot of love.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's certain kinds of love, but I'm talking about the stuff when the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie. That's amore stuff. That's what I'm talking about. Anyway, meteor shower, you're right. A lot of stuff that's going on this month. Let's see. There's meteors on the 9th. Let's see. There are more on the 10th. They're called, these are Taurids. The Orion, the pieces of Orion come down on the 21st of October. Okay, so lots of stuff. You're right. Jay, you are correct once again.
Crazy how much stuff is happening. Yeah.
It is. And speaking of crazy, Matt Gaetz says, we want to get rid of Kevin McCarthy. And so what do the rest of the Republicans say? We want to get rid of Matt Gaetz. these people. They're such egotists, nepotism, reign supreme with these clowns. So they want to get rid of him because he's a sexual pervert. Listen, he's a smart one guy. I like this. One lawmaker said he's a smart guy, but he doesn't have any morals. Right? We can't stand him. So anyway, it doesn't look like he's going to be able to get rid of Kevin McCarthy. So I think that's about it, right? We don't have to talk much about that.
Yeah, they're just looking to oust him. But the whole morals thing is interesting because what's the other guy that I'm totally blanking on his name that basically lied to get the votes and then was found out about lying and it was just
Santos?
Kind of like, well, yeah, that's it, Santos.
George Santos, yeah. Okay. What about, he's an ethical moron as well.
Yeah, I can't say there's many good morals there when it's like you straight up lied to get the votes. It was found out that you lied, and then he basically gaslit and was like, either, no, I didn't lie, you're lying, or, well, I lied, what happens? You know, I'm here now.
Yeah, na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah, it's like, well, it is what it is.
Yeah, right. I dare you. All right, so let's talk about what McCarthy did what actually happened. I think this is a fairly interesting story that doesn't take a lot of time, but because I like to absorb things, and so everybody, we're going to talk about that on Monday. I don't think that we had enough information, actually, as to how the worm squirmed to get this house to this particular house, the House of Representatives that's now there to vote on this legislation. Okay, so the next 45 days or so, there is this stuff's pretty much running along, except for aid to Ukraine. Joe Biden says, you better do this or else. And the Republican said, or else what? So that was, I don't think Joe responded too well to that. Many of the Republicans, as I've noticed around here, didn't want a continuing resolution based on principle. Okay, so how is that in our best interest as members of American society?
Yeah, it's the principle of the matter. That's like when someone's like, why? Because I said so.
Yep. Well, isn't that what your mother said to you when you were doing stuff that you shouldn't have done? Why, Mom? Because I said so. So anyway, McCarthy's position is sort of precarious because he's trying to work with people. That's why I like him, because it took 15 ballots. Remember when he got nearly got a 4-seat majority to become the Speaker of the House? And so because there's way too much partisanship, there's too much conservative. Now, I don't like to use that word because it's not used correctly. the right wingers on there's a couple of right wingers in the Democrats. You know, we tend to think that all Republicans are the same and all Democrats are the same, which once again is nonsense.
Everyone has to go into these boxes because it's easier for other people to concentrate on and focus.
Yeah, right.
And that's just so inaccurate.
Yeah,
it's a service.
Right, exactly. I said I was going to talk about him. I guess the question is, the simple question is, what happens now? The shutdown, obviously, averted, got 6 weeks to figure it out, try to advance the appropriations bill, which is where the sticking point is. In other words, how are we going to spend your money and my money, which is pretty important, right? They have wasted billions of dollars this past year. They've been wasting billions of dollars for decades. The last 33 years, there hasn't been, remember, I say this all the time, there hasn't been a budget that was balanced. There hasn't even been a budget since Bill Clinton was president. You can say what you want about Bill Clinton, and he maybe sits in the same ethical position as Gates, but Gates is a jerk. Well, a lot of you think Bill Clinton was a jerk, including his wife thought he was for a while. But he was able, through the ability that he had to get along with Newt Gingrich, there was no debt. They had a budget that actually worked until 9/11, and that changed. That was the game changer. So there's a fundamental problem, and has been for Bill Clinton, the first couple of years, 33 years ago, it's been first couple of years he was there. Anyway, so does McCarthy have to thread the needle again in 45 days? Is he going to be able to get people together? I think that's a tough job. And you wonder, he looks pretty tired to me. Doesn't he look tired to you?
He's probably exhausted of all the crap.
Yeah, and trying to work with people. So you got to wonder. Anyway, so those of you who are worried about Ukraine, don't worry. Somebody, somehow, somewhere will fix that up a little. 18 after the hour. This is Good Day.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell Breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Congratulations, you have found a good day program. Let me say good day program. Good day.
Good day.
That's the old Paul Harvey. Good day. 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner with Lady Gaga. I always like saying that. No relation to my Gaga. Is officially, she doesn't owe Jennifer McBride anything. Doesn't have to pay her. So you're saying to yourself, okay, well, I don't know who Jennifer McBride is.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yeah, who the heck is Jennifer McBride? And why is she after Lady Gaga? Well, we're going to talk about her. We should have a quiz so that people, we could give a swell prize for the first person who called 855-999-DOUG and told us what Lady Gaga's real name is. You got 60 seconds to do that starting right now.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Oh, you just missed out on a big prize. Here's Gaga. I like Gaga. I can sing this. Ready? Right. Gaga, ooh la la, ooh, ooh, ooh la la. I can be a pop singer tomorrow.
You got this. This is your next karaoke song.
All right, that's it. All right, let's see what Gaga. This is all about that dog napping. Remember a couple of years ago?
And I think a lot of people have forgotten about this. Yeah, this was a big deal.
It was. And she posted a $500,000 reward so that she could get her dogs back. Dog's name. I've got to tell you what her real name is, too, because we don't have anybody that's got the right answer. Her name is Stephanie Germanotta. That's what Gaga. And if I had a name like that, I'd want to be Mr. Gaga, probably. Stephanie Germanotta wanted, this is, by the way, the woman that is suing her was the one who figured out how to steal the dogs in the first place. So
one of the accomplices did not actually steal the dog, was not one of the people that shot the dog walker.
Yeah.
But was an accomplice, was the one, the innocent bystander who happened to be walking past an alleyway and saw the dogs tied to a pole or something or a streetlight and was like, oh, I found the dogs. And her whole situation was that Jennifer McBride was like, well, the whole thing with the $500,000 reward was, quote unquote, no questions asked. So but according to the guidelines and the bylines, she should be awarded that. So she not only was suing Lady Gaga for $500,000 of the reward, but an additional $1.5 million in additional damages. Come on.
Some people's got a lot of, what is that? That's chutzpah.
Yeah, that's right? A better way that I might say it. That's inappropriate for radio. But
well, she's got balsam.
Yeah, those are some of the letters I'd use.
Yeah, right, exactly. So she's not going to get anywhere with this, right?
No. The judge ruled that Lady Gaga does not have to pay any of this.
Yeah, of course. Right.
Totally rejected it.
Yeah. Anyway, so these people. It's amazing, though. People, a lot of brass, to use one of the letters. Let's see. There's an A in there, too. All right. 28 after the hour. We've got it covered here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, we've talked about this before, but I get so many questions and so many people that are frustrated saying, Warren, what type of toys are available that are safe for my pets? Pet shops are crammed with doggy toys. Many of them look like great fun, but you should check the toy over very carefully before you buy it, just as you would if you were choosing something for a baby or a small child. Can your dog chew or pull off any of the loose pieces from the toy? Can she swallow any part or all of it? If she can or might be able to, then that's not the toy for them. In fact, as you get to know each other, you'll be making some toys for yourself that you and your dog will enjoy. Here's the bottom line. I personally buy toys made in the United States. There's been a lot of recalls lately. Read the labels carefully. Find out where the toys are made. Make sure that the items used in manufacturing the toys are good. And if you have any questions, call up the manufacturer and ask the questions. After all, your pet is part of the family, and the safety of his toys should be of utmost concern to you. I'm Warren Eckstein.
You will like this program if you are new to it. There's something for everybody to like about the Good Day program, if I do say so myself. And Doug Steffen, who else is going to say it if I don't? Right? Yeah, let's hear it for Doug. Yay! Jay Kirshner.
The longest-running Radio Morning Magazine is on usapodcasting.com. Subscribe to the Good Day download now at usapodcasting.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. 9-year-old Charlotte Cena went missing Saturday night at Morrow Lake State Park, north of Albany, New York, while on a camping trip with her family. Governor Kathy Hochul confirmed yesterday that Cena was kidnapped and that the accused abductor is in custody. She also said Sienna appeared to be in good physical condition as she was rescued last night. Hochul said the suspect left a note at Charlotte's parents' house demanding ransom. Fingerprint analysis led to the man's mother's home, where a SWAT team found Charlotte in a cabinet inside a camper. The suspect will be charged after officials go through all the evidence. Texas Democrat Congressman Harry Cuellar is said to be okay after he was carjacked last night in Washington, D.C. Authorities and Cuellar's office say it happened about a mile from the U.S. Capitol. Police are looking for three men who they say took Cuellar's vehicle and his luggage. At least one of the carjackers had a gun. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's Jen, one in on the action. Call the Doug line right now, 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-DOUG.
It's a groovy Tuesday. Your folks ever use that language, that lingo?
Groovy. Oh, yeah. Groovy, hip, happening.
I'm going to get my voice back. Yes, a groovy Tuesday. Yeah, the old timers like, that's a groovy kind of love. That's a groovy Tuesday. Welcome to the discussion of what's going on. We had a contest here on the Good Day program a few minutes ago. If you didn't hear it, you can get it from the GoodDayShow.com download. We'll feature it tomorrow. Or you can listen to it today because the show plays back all day, every day at GoodDayShow.com. So there was a discussion about Lady Gaga, and I asked you to identify her real name and dial us up at 855-999-DOUG. Which is the way you can always call to express yourself on anything. Sometimes the callers make it on the air because sometimes they have something good to say or something intelligent or just something silly, whatever it is. 855-999-3684. So, he punctuated with a pause. I'm going
Wheel
to...
Wheel of Bated Breath?
Yes. Somebody called and tried. And so I may make him an A for effort. Here's what this gentleman, he tried to translate what Gaga's name really is.
Stephanie D'Amato is Lady Gaga's real name.
Not quite, sir. German
Isle. Hey, but pretty close.
Pretty close.
Is,
so I have.
That is absurdly close.
Sir, listen carefully because. Good God. Too much time in the field yesterday. I'm going to give you two free nights in Las Vegas. All you have to do is call another number that ends with Doug. 800-419-DOUG. You dial that number right now. 800-419-3684. Don't call the other number you called. Call that number. And you will be the recipient of two free nights in Las Vegas. Got it? 800-419-3684. And I'm telling you now so that you can be the first caller, because other people have heard me talk about this before and they don't remember the number. So now that I have clearly stated what the number is, and you be the first one to call, and then you can go to Las Vegas for a couple of nights free. And maybe see Lady Gaga. Right? Isn't she doing a residency right now?
Is she? I mean, I don't know if she is, but I wouldn't be surprised if she is. She's not. There are so many residencies going on right now. I feel like when you go to Vegas, there's always something to do. And it's not one of those places where it's like, oh, you can only go if you're 21 and up. No, the whole family can go. No. There is a lot of fun to be had. There is great food, amazing events, great shows, shopping, even just walking around. And all of the hotels have pretty epic pools, too.
They do. So, for a good time, call Doug at 800-419-DOUG. How's that for a way to win? All right. Now, let's see here. I'm looking to try to help people understand a couple of other things that are going on in Washington that are significant for you, even though if you pay attention to the name of the bill, you will think, oh, no, I don't need to pay attention to that because I'm not involved. The best example I can come up with is the Farm Bill. And so when I was talking... I have farm meetings this week with colleagues about legislation here in Massachusetts that affects farmers, because I'm on the legislative committee of the Farm Bureau. But there are national implications because the farm bill that usually gets passed every 5 years didn't get passed. No! Oh, my God! Tell me that Congress didn't do their job again? This is sort of tied up around the whole business of the shutdown, because the farm bill was supposed to be approved so that it took effect October the 1st. But, golly gee, the boys and girls in the House weren't quite able to get their act together. So if you don't know what the farm bill is, I suppose maybe that's the place to start. The farm bill is a group, a package. God bless this damn...
A little much. You need, like, is it the nose spray stuff that you need? Is it the congestion?
I have some of that. No, I don't have a scratchy throat. I just have so much phlegm from all of the, we're trying to get caught up on the haying and the end of season stuff, which we are almost 3 months behind in doing on the farm. And I was on the tractor yesterday till after dark mowing hay. And there's a lot of stuff because the moisture that's around and the land is so saturated. Everything is saturated. I just get plugged up. So anyway, the Farm Bill, a group of items that is supposed to, as I said, be in five-year renewal. And so it is supposed to, this is the underscore here, is supposed to, it is supposed to shape American agriculture. Now, so far this year, there have been 18 different iterations of a farm bill. There are crop subsidies involved in it, crop insurance, nutrition assistance, conservation programs, and then there's the SNAP program, which has no business being in this legislation at all. But that becomes the most controversial part of it because it's a big government giveaway for people who meet certain income thresholds and they are given free food.
But why do they do this? Why do they lump things that have no business being together? And then if somebody is incredibly against one item, they will vote that way for all of the items. Why does that make sense? Or is that are they trying to sabotage it?
That doesn't make any sense. Thank you for being smart and realizing what a mess this is. And so farmers are being held hostage. You're being held hostage because there are certain things in here that'll help in the way of trying to improve the food situation of farmers and the death tax. That's all part of this because farms are being destroyed right and left, being sold because farmers are land rich and money they cash poor. So when the farmer dies and he's got a $2 million bill because he owns so much land, the government takes it away or makes you forces you into selling it to either Bill Gates or somebody like that or to a developer. So, and then there is why, the question is why didn't Congress do what they were supposed to do? They don't have a good reason for that. Other than they couldn't agree. So there you go. That's what's going on in farmland. And it's pretty disgusting, frankly. I'm just so, I don't know. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, as long as we're here, we have a little Marjorie. You know, I was concerned about what happened to Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Well, she's been quiet recently.
Very quiet. Well, turns out she surfaced again. She surfaced to start some trouble. Kind of what she's all. She's kind of good at that. She added an amendment to the continuing resolution, the 45-day thing. Mm-hmm. She does like Kevin McCarthy, so she's there to help him out. But in the 11th hour, just before the shutdown, she introduced a resolution to cut Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin's salary to $1 a year. And this is because there's a lot of tension. They don't like what he's doing. So Marjorie Taylor Greene said on the House floor, Secretary Austin has not fulfilled his job duties. As a matter of fact, he's destroying our military. So he's been criticized for handling military recruitment. He's been criticized for the way the withdrawal has gone in Afghanistan. And she posted a video on X after the House vote because she claimed there was a loss of confidence in his leadership. And apparently either to just shut her up or to give her the old, yeah, we're with you, Marjorie. This guy's salary was $221,000 a year as the Secretary of Defense. She used some kind of a rule that allows an amendment to an appropriation bill to reduce the salary or to fire a specific federal employee. So if it made it through, so what does this guy do now? He's going from $221,000 a year to $1 a year.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that much about the guy. You? I don't know anything.
I don't know anything about the guy.
And so there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Your government at work. Let's hear it for Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Well, I'm glad she's doing well. She was pretty quiet and out of character.
Yes, she was being pretty quiet. All right. Here's another woman in the news. Not such a good story. A lady riding a lawnmower next to an airport runway was struck and killed by an airplane. Wow. What was she doing there?
She's mowing the lawn.
Oh. Oh, okay. Listen. Samantha Hayes is no longer with us. She was in an airport east of Oklahoma City. Pilot of the single-engine aircraft told investigators he saw her after touching down on the runway tried to pull up and fly over her, but he didn't get off the ground in time, and she got, I think her body wasn't in very good shape after getting hit by that wing.
Ooh, no.
What a way to go.
And this is one of those single-engine planes. It's a small plane.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a small plane, but still.
Yeah. Rather so
difficult
tragic.
To avoid. Yep.
Right. Poor babies kissed their mom goodbye that morning and weren't going to see her again. That's just awful. She was so young, too. Only 27.
Yeah. Yep. Doug Steffens' Good Day program brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one way to lose weight, boys and girls. It's so simple. It's non-toxic. It's just the way to make your body the way you want to make it. The weight goes away and it's gone. You keep it off by staying on the program. Go to toploss.com. Please check it out. Toploss.com. See how this program may be so right for you. The ingredients are there's so many different reasons as to why to choose Calitrin for healthy weight loss. It's made here in our country. It is tested every month for quality and purity. It's for both men and women. They've been in business for 27 years. What else do you want to know? Special deals right now for both of you spouses. Check it out at toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You don't have to pay for shipping either at toploss.com.
From local town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are realtors are standing up for what's right. We're here protecting property rights, here advocating for the issues that affect our neighborhoods, here championing fair and equitable housing for all. Because we are realtors, bound by a code of ethics, driven to serve our communities. We're here for it all, here for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Have heart failure and often hear
those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTRCM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist, clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiffer takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Than you counted on. This is a good day program. more than I counted on, I figured I'd be able to talk through the bounds of the program here. 53 after the hour, Doug and Jay with Food, Farm, and Family News. It's National Fruit at Work Day.
Yum.
Yum.
And you don't have to worry about it being one of those stinky foods you can eat in the office.
No, right, exactly. All right, the history of this day began during the dot-com era, as that got started. The founder of the Fruit Guys, it sounds like the name of it ought to be the name of the group that sang YMCA. And I'll let you all figure that out. Anyway, the discovery of unhealthy eating behaviors in this particular company, people occupied, they weren't thinking about their health and the food. So they would drink junk food, good there. They'd drink coffee and eat junk food. And so this guy started the Fruit Guys, the fellow who put together this whole idea. And so the Fruit Guys are deliverers of fruit to people in their work. It's a pretty good idea, actually, right?
Yeah, this is great.
Smart guys. Deliver. So like the original DoorDash for fruit.
Yeah.
Would you say? Yeah.
I know a lot of companies will have a fruit basket in their break rooms where people can just go grab something healthy.
Good idea. Yep. All right. So the Fruit Guys created National Fruit to Work Day. And so you can celebrate it today if you're a good boss and you get the fruit and you bring it in and or you call up Fruit Guys and have them deliver it, right? They'll do any. They're all over the country. I think, aren't they? Yeah. The Fruit Guys. Let's see here. What do we have for a recall today, Jay? Biomech Sciences recalling its Ion Sinus Support, Ion Biome Sinus, and Restore Sinus Sprays. Uh-oh. It has all kinds of things that you can't pronounce in it. Right? These are, right? I mean, look at this stuff. But whatever they are, they're bad. The people who are taking this stuff, who are most at risk, who need this kind of support, sinuses, we all know what a pain in the neck it can be, well, especially when the weather's bad, to have
a
sinus problem.
Yeah, and you're using this nose spray. It's a nose spray, and you're using it to help with a lot of these issues. But yet, this one has microbial contamination, which is like, that is not what you want to be putting
like
up your nose right now.
Spraying the stuff that will hurt you right up into your nose.
Yeah, right up in there.
Great. All right. I saw a consumer study which suggests that the ways we have inserted this food, farm, family stuff because I'm connected to the farm, and because most people, when you think about it, are pretty concerned about the stuff that they're eating. That's why we have this website, Food, Farm, Family, and we have like the World Farm Animal Day that we talked about yesterday, and some of the things that are important to all of us. But consumers overwhelmingly want to know what is in their food, and more importantly, where it comes from. But the big four that control the meatpacking industry keep making excuses as to why they can't provide you with what you want in order to buy the right stuff. And so as it stands right now, you have no way, none, to actually know where the food, especially the meat, comes from when you go to the store, if that's what you buy. You go to the farm, mm-hmm. and they have a butcher shop there, and they're raising beef. Okay, I guess I figured out where the beef came from. But most of this stuff, they don't want to know. Don't you want to at least see it, whether it's a product of the USA, that label?
Yeah, but, or if they are treated humanely. I mean, there are a lot of places who, like eggs, for instance, that will have right there on it whether it is humane certified and all of this stuff. Because cage-free doesn't mean humane. And a lot of those words, they do not mean humane. If restaurants can tell you exactly where the meat you're eating came from and give you a website if you want to look more into it, why can't grocery stores? Or not can't, why won't?
A lot of people in the House are leading the fight to have this the Country of Origin Labeling Enforcement Act of 2023 passed, but so far the people who don't want you to know where all of the food comes from, they're winning. They're led by Bayer. They're just the big ag conglomerates that are controlling the food supply and the source of seeds and stuff. So anyway, I think what you ought to do is look around for the local people who are doing this. Give them a fair shake. Don't buy what's in the grocery store unless it's labeled local, or go to the local butcher shop. That would be my advice. Thank you very much. This is really ridiculous, this situation we find ourselves in. My God. All right, 59 after the hour. This is a good day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.